Echo and Harper Audio present Little Faith, a novel by Nicholas Butler. Performed by Danny Campbell. This novel was inspired in part by true events that transpired in Weston, Wisconsin, on March 23, 2008. The earth was plowing the men under, and the horses under, and the plows. No generation sees it happen, and the broken new fields grow up forgetting. All the living were breasting into the crest of the present together. All men and women and children ran spread in a long line, holding aloft a ribbon or banner. They ran up a field as wide as earth, opening time like a path in the grass. And he was born along with them. "No," he said, peeling the light back, walking in the sky toward home. "No." Annie Dillard, The Living. Spring. 1. The little boy giggled as he ran his small, soft hands down the old man's furrowed forehead, over his graying eyebrows, eyelids, and eyelashes, and then settled the blindfold just above his nose and ears before running off into the sunlit cemetery to hide. "Count to 20, Grandpa," the boy called out. "1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi," said the old man loudly, in no hurry, patient as a dusty cabinet clock in a dining room corner. The sound of laughter receded. Lyle Hovde continued slowly counting. Pressed against his brow and eyelids, Lyle's red-faded cotton handkerchief smelled of his worn Wrangler blue jeans, diesel, gasoline, sawdust, the golden butterscotch candy he favored, and the metallic tang of loose pocket change. Before 6, he heard the boy's breathing, his little footsteps growing fainter, the occasional crunch of a pine cone or fallen white pine branch under a sneaker, the squeak of long vernal grass in thick shadow, and giggling. By 12, there was just the sound of a crow caw-caw-cawing in the crown of a pine. At 17, he felt his heartbeat slowing. The April sunlight warming his face felt good, his old barn jacket a comfort, like a tucked-in bed blanket. There was the desire to simply nod off, fall into the soft black sea of sleep. His counting slowed nevertheless, and at 20 he pushed the blindfold up, opened his eyes, and the world was still there, in a thousand different shades of fragile budding green and gently faded browns and yellows. There was no traffic on Cemetery Road, not a single car, no tractors tilling. In the sky, 2 sandhill cranes descended toward a far-off pond. His back was against his son Peter's headstone. He stood slowly, heard his knees pop in protest. He steadied himself against the granite slab. "Ready or not," he hollered, "here I come." It was a small cemetery, no more than a couple of hundred headstones. His shadow tipped away from his boots, long in the fading light. This grandson of his, Isaac, the only grandchild he knew, this 5-year-old boy, what energy he enjoyed. All day long, while Lyle's wife Peg and their daughter Shiloh shopped in Minneapolis, Lyle had been left to entertain Isaac, which was no hardship. No hardship at all. But my Lord.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?